We actually study this. And volunteering is what makes you happy, yeah. And you live longer as a result. Yeah. Staying active.
That's great. Well, Sitka has a lot of volunteers.
Wendy Spencer and her traveling support staff sit around a table in the dock shack with Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell. It's a quiet meeting during what otherwise has been a busy week for Spencer, originally from Georgia, who's making her first swing through the state. There are 600 AmeriCorps and Senior Corps volunteers working at over 150 sites in Alaska, ranking the state 8th nationally for this kind of service. AmeriCorps volunteers are employees of nonprofits in all but name. The program pays a living allowance and offers college tuition credit in exchange for a year of service. In Sitka, AmeriCorps volunteers have become critical to the operation of the community's larger nonprofits like the Hames Center, Braveheart, and the Sitka Sound Science Center. And there aren't just a few of them. Sitka has 17 AmeriCorps volunteers doing direct service and 7 VISTAs who specialize in capacity building. This level of commitment, Spencer says, benefits organizations and volunteers alike.
Nonprofits that have been exposed to the support of AmeriCorps, they will be the first to say, I don't know how we would meet our mission. They will tell you that. I do not know what I would do. Well, and then those AmeriCorps members become passionate about that particular cause. Mm-hmm. They often become lifelong volunteers. They give money. You know, volunteers are twice as likely to give money than non-volunteers to charity. Well, you can see why. Mm-hmm. You're exposed to a need, you become passionate, you're educated on the need, and you know where your money is needed and why.
Yeah.
So, and oftentimes our AmeriCorps members, about 60% of them pursue public service as a career. You know, they go into teaching, they go into environmental work, they go into supporting housing needs, domestic violence, so many needs, public safety even. And they just find that year just forms their passion for what they may want to do for the rest of their life.
Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell says AmeriCorps service seems to be in Sitka's DNA, or in the dirt, she says. Sitka is an attractive place to live, certainly, but there are huge challenges in sustaining social services, for example. McConnell believes that Sitka has developed a culture of volunteerism.
I think part of it is where we are, and the fact that we are on an island and that we are in an isolated area that's hard to get to, and it just kind of creates that mindset of helping each other. And I know it was that way for me living in Port Alexander. It was the same kind of thing. You know, you only have each other.
Wendy Spencer was appointed by President Obama in 2012 and unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Every presidential appointee knows that they may be looking for work come January 2017. Spencer believes that the $1 billion National Service Program will retain support through the transition to the next president. Recent polling suggests that many Americans agree with her.
And 83% of them said that they would like to see funding for AmeriCorps and Senior Corps maintained or increased.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty interesting. We've never seen this kind of poll taken before. They also believed that in high numbers, like in 78% to 85%, that AmeriCorps helped young people gain experience for jobs. They believe that AmeriCorps and Senior Corps programs sort of fostered civic engagement and patriotism, which I think is great. Mm. And they believe that our programs helped reduce government handouts and helped people become more independent. So with that in mind, I would hope that whomever is president would embrace national service, looking at that poll, looking at our impact and our studies and our evaluations, that would say, you know, national service is great for our country.
Mm-hmm. Spencer was never an AmeriCorps volunteer herself, but the former Girl Scout did not shy away from hands-on work during her Alaska visit. In Yakutat, her first stop in the state, she helped AmeriCorps volunteers paint lockers at the local school and repaired the pavilion at Cannon Beach. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.